This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apparently, you saw the word of the year has been deemed to be vaccine. Now, I would propose instead the word quit, as in hand in your notice at work. Our ongoing coverage of the great workforce exodus during the pandemic is called Quittin' Time, Reimagining Work. Today, let us meet Michael Cochran in Pittsburgh. His was a two-earner family, but in early pandemic, he quit his job teaching middle school to help his own kids. I wanted to know how you pull this off. Mr. Cochran, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
What's the math of a decision like that? How could you pull it off? I mean, are you like a trust fund baby or something and had $2.5 million in the bank?
No, we do have some savings for sure. We are not trust fund babies at all, though. But we had a, 9, 7, 5, and 3-year-old. So it was not really possible for us not to have a parent at home. It just didn't seem like it was going to be possible. My wife was set for a sabbatical at the same time. She only took half her sabbatical and she went back to work early as a way to kind of help us out.
I see. I mean, but, you know, you still have to feed these mouths and, you know, there are other bills to pay. Will the savings last? It probably won't last forever.
Well, right before the pandemic started, we had had a house in Washington State that we had kept for a while because we couldn't sell it when we moved to Pittsburgh. And we were able to sell that like a week before the shutdown. So we had some savings there. We ended up buying, which isn't what you would expect, but we ended up buying a house in August of 2020. And that actually cut our housing costs significantly. Both of us are relatively thrifty and we kind of just made it work.
Did you ever do the math on maybe hiring someone in so that you could keep working?
We looked at it a little bit of like, what would it take? And pretty quickly, like just the idea of that was just impossible. As a school teacher, I'm not making that much money that we'd be able to really pay for someone to be here full time or even a large part time.
How's it feel to you to do it this way? I mean, look, I love my kids. I'm sure you love your kids. It's a lot of kid time.
It is a lot of kid time. It's not the best fit for me. My wife would probably do a better job of it, but she has much more earning potential than I do. She has a PhD. She's a college professor. She has a lot more experience in her field. And so we've just had to make it work. It's a lot of kid time, but overall, with the benefits of being able to have more family time, it's much more possible than I probably would have thought it would have been 2 years ago.
Here's a question for you. I've got a bunch of stay-at-home dad pals. And, you know, they're very comfortable with it, but sometimes they do feel judged by society around them.
Yeah.
Do you think, in a sense, the pandemic has offered cover for you a little bit, that maybe there's a little less of people ready to judge if you, the guy, are not out in the workforce?
It has. And it's also, I think, affected my impression of what the judging is, right? Because with the pandemic, there's not these other community programs that I would go to where I'd show up and I'd be the only male. And so it's less on my mind in a lot of ways, but there is a pressure for that. And the pandemic has helped with that for sure. Yeah.
So the children now, are they still remote or are they back in school?
They're back in school. Even last year, they were back in school a lot, but it was a question a lot about when we would know. And that's been true this year too. Like in September, my younger son, he's in first grade and his class had a COVID exposure in the class and they had to go to distance learning. And we were given, 3 days notice. So we just don't have that certainty of like being able to plan for when it's going to be or when it's not going to be.
If that calms down in the sense of it becomes much more reliable idea that your kids would be in school, they're dying for workers out there in the economy right now. Think of going back out into the workforce?
We are considering it. My guess is if I go back, I might be looking at a different field. I might not go back to teaching. Not sure. I'm going to be looking at part-time rather than full-time. Something I can do during that block of time when the kids would be at school and we have a little bit more flexibility there.
Michael Cochran, former middle school teacher in Pittsburgh, who quit his job during the pandemic. A lot of kids on hand that need some focus. Mr. Cochran, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.